No one registered in the social register in this country. It's the only state.
You're making that up.
No, I can show you the clipping. You want to? I think I'm here. Wait, I'm not kidding about this. Here we go.
What is this thing, Shane?
It says, no, it's from the New York Times, December 26, 1993. South Dakota is the only state with no resident in the 1994 social register.
That's probably only state.
That is interesting.
This was in 19 what? What?
This was 1993. It was in the Times.
Yeah. And did you ever take piano lessons?
Yes,
you did.
I did.
From it was, did you, at school?
No, I took them privately. It was a terrible experience. I was very untalented, and I had a really mean teacher, and she was just dreadful to me, and I hated it.
Did she snap? Crack your hands.
She was just mean. I mean, I can remember it very well, and I just hated doing it. I mean, it was awful.
Did you take lessons for a long time?
I don't know, probably 2 or 3 years, something like that.
Did your brother have to take lessons?
No, he didn't. I don't think so. He was much more musical than I was.
Did he play other musical instruments?
No, but he could sing better. I couldn't carry the tune. I was a real no talent. And not only that, she was mean to me about it, so it was really bad. It was a very bad experience.
It's a shame it was unpleasant.
It was. It was really awful.
How about dancing lessons?
Well, I loved it. Oh, yes, I took dancing lessons. Certain mothers got together and they got this ballet teacher to come out from Minneapolis. Okay. And I took ballet lessons. But I loved to dance, and that was big. But, I mean, I don't know that I was so cool at ballet. But I know that I took dancing lessons because I can remember being in dance recitals, and that was okay. That I enjoyed. And then we all just danced.
Mm-hmm. How old were you at that time?
I would say fifth grade. I was in fifth grade.
How far is Minneapolis from Aberdeen?
It's about 280 miles.
Oh, really? Yeah. So this woman then became a resident.
No, she came back and forth. I mean, I don't think she came out every week. But I mean,
we
appeared. This little thing I wore, and I had ballet shoes.
They must have paid her a lot to come.
Well,
I mean, she must have had a lot of students.
Well, I don't. She had some. She didn't have a lot. But apparently, she had enough to make it worth a while.
And she came out just one day.
But I don't think she came. I don't think she came every week. I mean, maybe she. I don't remember. Maybe she came once every 2 weeks or once. But she probably came once every 2 weeks or once. I mean, it would have to be more often than once a month. That wouldn't do it.
Well, she must have been good training for her to have a recital at the end of the year.
Yeah, she did that. I mean, I can remember. And also, I have one of the costumes yet.
Isn't that wonderful? What was it?
It was a Southern Belle. I mean, it was an antebellum thing. Uh-huh. And it had pantaloons and a slip that had, you know, that stood, you know,
crinoline
that stood out. It had rope in the bottom of it to sort of make it stiff. And then there was this sort of flowered gingham top. You know, the whole dress.
Mm-hmm. A little crinoline.
I hadn't thought about this for a long time.
Do you remember the dance you did? Was it?
I don't.
Was it ballet or tap?
No, it was. I don't know quite what it was. I can't really. I don't think it. It doesn't sound like ballet.
Maybe you sang.
No, I did not sing. Unfortunately, I did not.
Did you participate in any sports? I mean, other than, you know, ice skating and roller skating.
Yeah.
Any organized sport?
Well, school. I mean, we didn't have organized sport. Girls were cheerleaders and boys were on the team. But I was really quite an athletic kid. I really was. And I did a lot of track stuff. I ran 100-yard dash. I think I did a mile. I also jumped hurdles.
Oh, my goodness.
And I swam a lot.
Because you're not that tall.
I'm not.
Good.
But then I wasn't so sure. Then I was a normal height person until probably 7th grade. I mean, and that was when we used to play outside a lot. We played tag and football and baseball. And we just played outside a lot. It was a neighborhood. I mean, we just played.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
We're interested in knowing about your formal education. You mentioned that you attended Goucher.
Yes, I did.
How did you decide on Goucher?
I did not decide on Goucher. My mother felt that I should go to Goucher. I'm not entirely sure why, but she went to a finishing school in New York when she was about 17 or 18 years old. It was called Benjamin Dean. And I think what she really wanted to turn me into was a Southern girl, but it didn't work. And she had, also we had relatives who lived there.
In Baltimore.
Yes, and I think she probably wanted to marry me off. And I'm not sure about that, but I suspect so. But I think she felt that our family was well connected in Baltimore, and that would be a good place for me. I don't think she was ever enchanted with Aberdeen, South Dakota. I think she wanted to get me out of there. That's what I think is going on.
Did you have a lot of contact with your family in Baltimore once you started school?
Yes, I did. They were.
They took you under their wing.
Well, I had a first cousin who was really closer to my mother's age than mine. But she was a lovely woman. She was very kind to me, just very hospitable. And others in my family, one other first cousin, what I really had were first cousins, who were closer to my parents' age. And they had children who were somewhat younger than I was. Well, and some of them had kids who were older. And they were all, I think, particularly one, very kindly to me, very sweet. She was a lovely woman. And I had, how many aunts did I have there? I think I had two aunts. But they were really out of the loop. They were elderly. But they were nice. I mean, they were all nice.
I have curiosity. Mm-hmm. When the Jewish holidays came, when you were at school,
yes.
Do you recall being invited to their homes for...
Well, I know that I did not go to school on the Jewish holidays then. And I didn't, no, we didn't in Aberdeen either. I mean, we always went to shul on the Jewish holidays. I mean, we did that. So while I didn't go to Sunday school or had any Jewish education, I must have had some Jewish education now because I'm thinking about it. I think that was probably before I quit. We learned Bible stories. We learned Bible stories. And we colored.
I knew you were going to say that.
Colored. I can remember color. Right. That's right. But I know, I don't have any specific memories of, going...
And Heather lighting the Shabbos candles on Friday night.
I'm not saying they didn't,
but
I don't have any. I mean, I was gone there on Friday night, or maybe I went on Friday night, but not on any routine basis. But they were very cordial to me.
Do you recall any teachers that you had in your adult life that were influential or left an impact?
In high school or college?
Either.
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, at my high school reunion last September, the teacher who made the most impact on me happened to come back for this high school reunion, Elise Perry. And she taught us modern problems. And she was just an extremely good teacher. I mean, she was very dedicated to teaching us, and she was very smart, and she just did a super job. I think most of my teachers, for the most part, were really... By present-day standards, were mediocre. But I also, in seventh grade, I had an English teacher who was also very good. She taught us literature, and she taught us grammar. And we really, those of us who wanted to learn, learned. And I had, I did have some, teachers who really taught me stuff. I mean, one thing, it's really fascinating to me. I had a music class, probably in eighth grade, and what did this woman teach us? She taught us The Ring by Wagner.
Oh my goodness.
And of all the unlikely operas to teach kids.
Right.
But I think she must have been absolutely devoted to that opera, and I thought it was just wonderful. You know, there were these little people sitting, these Nibelungs at the bottom of a river with a hunk of gold. And it was just, and I was totally fascinated.
Isn't that
marvelous? And it was wonderful. I mean, and I think it was probably her own enthusiasm and love for that opera, which made her teach it to us. And I think I may have even talked to ask anybody else if they remembered that whole thing. We made booklets. It was fantastic.
Isn't that marvelous?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
yes.
Most of my teachers were just sort of, they sort of went to school, did the work, and,
mm-hmm.
and tried to do relatively well. But...
And even your class in Modern Problems.
Yeah, she was very
good. That's really a challenging.
Yeah.
And it would be such an interesting course to
yes.
take.
Yes. And she still was a very, she came back to our high school reunion. Actually, I thought she was ancient. I was probably 17 or 18, she was 26. And when she started, she says, we just thought she was really old. And she had an old maiden look. She's very frail. Yes, she looks just like she did then.
How old do you think she is?
Now?
Uh-huh.
Oh, she's got to be about 75 or 76.
Oh, so she's really, you know, every day standard, she's not that old.
No, she's not that old.
And she's
at
getting
all.
Younger and younger.
And she looks pretty much, I mean, she's easily recognizable. She ultimately married and had kids.
Mm-hmm. Did you recall receiving any kind of awards when you were in high school?
Well, let's see. I think I was there was we had relays, the Aberdeen relays were every year, and that was track stuff. And I know that I was there were three relay queens, and I was a relay queen. And I don't know, I think it was, I might have been, I'm not even sure, I was, maybe I was president of the Spanish club, I'm not sure. I was a monitor. That was an honor. I mean, it was an honor to be a monitor and stand in the halls and make sure everybody did the right thing. Let's see. And I was on the, there was a literary magazine. And I don't remember particularly. I mean, it wasn't a deal. I mean, I guess maybe
you helped
if
her.
You were, I know I wrote things for it. And I think if you were editor of the newspaper of the yearbook, that, or it was really not a newspaper, it was the editor of the yearbook, but I didn't do that. And that was a real honor.
Then, when you were in Gauchos,
yes.
Excuse me, this was in high school?
High school.
Okay.
Yes.
When you were in Gauchos, mm-hmm. did you involve yourself in any particular activities, either sports or academic?
No, I didn't. I was only there. I graduated from Gauchos, but at the end of my freshman year, I got married. And I went to my freshman year at Gauchos, and then I went to the University of Utah for about 2 years, and I finished at Gauchos my last semester, and I had a degree. They accepted all my Utah credits, I graduated from, they were very good like that.
What did you have your degree in?
Economics and sociology.
Really? Did you marry a Baltimorean?
No, I married somebody from Butler, Pennsylvania. My first husband was Jack Paradise, who grew up in Butler, Pennsylvania.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my. How in the world did you meet him?
He was going to medical school there, and I was at Goucher, and one of my cousins was dating and ultimately married a friend of his. And through that cousin, this would be my second cousin, I met Jack. We started the date, and I got married in my freshman year.
Let me just go back. After your first year, where did you go, did you say?
I went to the University of Utah.
Utah. And why there, did you
because
say?
Because Jack had an internship and a residency at the medical, at the University of Utah Medical School.
And then after he completed his residency?
Then he went back to Hopkins for a year in child psychiatry, and so I went back to Goucher.
Then after you graduated from Goucher, did you remain involved?
Then, let's see, not for very long. I think we were there tops a year. Probably that July, we probably left, and then we went to Rochester, Minnesota, where Jack was for a year. At the Rochester Child Health Institute.
Were you working
with Ben Spock? Huh? No, I didn't.
You worked under Dr. Spock?
Dr. Ben Spock, yes.
That's really impressive.
Yes, it was.
And that's where Dr. Spock was?
Yes, right.
And what year was that?
Let me think. I can tell you. It would have been 1951.
So you graduate Goucher in probably 50. And you graduate high school in
46. Right. That's right.
So you were back in cold country in Rochester.
Yes. It was cold. It's a real pocket there. It's very cold in Rochester.
That must have been very interesting for him at the time, because Dr. Spock was really becoming so well known at that time.
Yeah. I had an autograph, Baby and Child Care, which I gave to my oldest daughter. that paperback?
I remember. Yes. That was the Bible.
Sure.
So you knew him personally?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What was he like?
He was a great dancer. No, he was very cordial. He was very tall. He was a wonderful leader. I mean, he was a really good dancer. And he was a very charming and engaging man. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Did your husband respect his, obviously he respected his, him very much.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And his ideas. And
yes.
All the way.
Philosophy.
I don't
all
know.
The way
I can't
later
answer
on, too.
That question. I don't really know. But his wife, his first wife, Jade, was really, she was very nice and a lot of fun. And she used sheets for tablecloths.
Oh, my.
She was a very sensible woman. She was very nice.
And she had a man.
We didn't socialize with them on any regular basis, but mm-hmm. they invited us over for dinner a couple of times. Mm-hmm. I don't know how we ended up in a dance with them.
Was your husband on a fellowship at the time, or doing
no,
completing his residence?
Yes, it was really completing his residence.
How long of a residency was this then?
Well, let's see. How many years?
It was a psychiatrist.
One, two. No, he's really he's a pediatrician. But he must have spent 3 years after medical school. I'm just thinking. Maybe it was four, but I think it was three.
So the last of his residency was in Rochester.
In Rochester. Right.
And then where did he go?
And then we went to Harlan County in Kentucky for a year.
Wow.
Lupus.
Was he?
He was a pediatrician in a minor's clinic, which was in Harlan County. Which I don't really know how to describe it, except that it is the center of Appalachia, and this we are now looking at 1952.
How did he decide to go there?
Well, he had a friend and who was one of the people who started that clinic, and they interested Jack in it. We thought that he would be doing good work, and he went down there for a year.
How did you feel about it?
I think it was a very strange experience. I mean, I met some very good friends that I made from there, but it was, I think I was depressed half the year. It was really awful. Not only that, I don't like being geographically hemmed in. And it was in this valley, and it was very closed in. I mean, there were mountains. You really could never see the horizon. And it was so different from the way I grew up. But it was very lonely. And it was... No, nothing. I mean, there was no library. The only way I could get books was to write. I think I had to write to Frankfort, Kentucky, and they would mail me books. I mean, it was something.
Were you working?
I wasn't working, no. I had a little girl, a little baby. So Jenny was about a year old. And we were only down there for about a year, but it was not. Did you ever see that TV program or movie, Harlan County, USA?
No.
Okay, well, if you ever see it, you'll know. I mean, it was dismal. At least I thought it was.
It was probably mountainous.
It was very mountainous.
Yeah,
it was really, I really disliked it. It was lonely and it was strange. And the people were very unaccepting. I mean, they were not friendly. And we made some friends, but certainly we were not accepted in the community.
Was it a hospital or a clinic?
It was a clinic associated with a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually, I think, it was a United Mine Workers Welfare and Retirement Fund clinic, and it was funded by the mine workers.
Is mm-hmm. it a very large hospital?
I don't know the answer to that. The hospital was in Lynch, Kentucky, which was just Lynch. I mean, the county was Harlan County, but there were a series of little towns. And we lived in Cumberland because that's where we found a place to live. But other doctors in the clinic lived in Lynch, which was maybe like 10 or 10 miles away or something like that. But it was...
That's a good memory.
It was no place. I mean, I was very, very glad to leave there.
Where did you live from there?
And then we moved to Bel Air, Ohio, which is where we lived for probably about 17 years.
What year was that?
When we moved to Bel Air, it must have been 1952.
So you were only in Kentucky for about
a year. Actually, I was talking to a friend of mine over the weekend who was really down there, who was there. Her husband was one of the founders. And figuring it out, she thinks I was probably only there 8 or 9 months. But it sure seemed like a year.
Yeah.
It probably was from July to October, because I think we left in October, and we came in July, so there you have it, yeah. Where is that? Bel Air?
Yes.
Do you know where Wheeling, West Virginia is?
Yes.
Yeah. It's right across the river from Wheeling, West Virginia.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even that far from Butler.
Well, we're closer to Butler here.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Here we're just about an hour and 15 minutes or hour and a half.
My gosh.
We're about an hour, between an hour and an hour and a half from Butler. But Bel Air was further, probably 2 or 3 hours. 3 hours, maybe. Yeah, two. I don't know. Depends on the roads have changed.
He still had family in Butler.
At that time, he probably had an aunt and uncle.
Right. And not parents.
No, his parents. When we lived in Bel Air, his father was still alive, but his mother had died before we were married. And he had a younger sister who was also there, but she was sometimes away at school.
You mentioned you had a daughter that was born in Kentucky.
No, she was born in Baltimore. That was just before I just after I graduated from college.
Oh, okay.
What is her name?
Jan.
Jan,
yeah.
And she was born in what year?
1950. Is that possible? Yes. She was born in 1950. Yes.
I thought you said she was born there.
No.
She was born in 1950.
Yes.
Do you have any other children?
Yes. I had a son who was born in 1953 and who died in 1973. And then I had two other daughters, one born in 57 and one in 58.
What was your son's name?
Daniel.
And your other two?
My two daughters?
Yes.
My other two daughters. The younger daughters.
Well,
their names?
Two. Yes.
Uh-huh. My third child and second daughter is named Julia, and my youngest daughter is Emily.
That's pretty nice.
What
is Julia's birthday?
Her birthday is May 26, 1957, and Emily's is September 11, 1958.
That's my daughter's birthday.
Oh,
coming up.
Just coming up. Yes, I bought birthday cards today.
And we're going to Denver to be there for her 45th.
Oh,
that's
wonderful.
That's wonderful.
Oh, but it's a different year, yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yes. The birth date is the
same. Julia's last birthday was 40, and it wasn't easy.
Mm-hmm.
Where is Jan?
Jan lives in Newton Highlands, right outside of Boston.
Is that near Newton Center?
Yes, it's right. It's right there. I mean, there are about 5 Newtons, and I can walk to Newton Center from her house.
And is she married?
She's married. She's a physician, and she's married to a physician. She has 3 children. The oldest boy just went to college
this last weekend,
and then she has twins, a boy and a girl.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It is. It's really nice.
Does she have a specialty?
She's a pediatrician.
Yes.
And your.
She's the pediatrician, and what is the husband?
He does pediatric emergency room medicine, but he's really an emergency room. He runs Children's Hospital Emergency Room
in Boston.
In Boston, yeah. But his training initially was as a pediatrician.
What is his name?
Gary Fleischer.
And how do you spell Fleischer?
Fleischer.
And then Julia.
Yes.
Where is she living?
She lives in Washington.
Oh, I have a daughter in that.
Oh, really?
Where does she live?
She lives northwest in Bradford or Bradley Woods. She just was there about 8 or 9 months ago.
Is she married?
Yes, she's married and she has 2 children, a little boy and a little girl, Miriam and Daniel.
How old are they?
Well, Miriam is about 4 and a half and Daniel is about 1 and a half.
Oh, yeah. And does she have a career?
Yes. She does health care policy for Health and Human Services.
In Washington?
In Washington, yes.
And her husband?
Her husband teaches economics at Brooklyn College and also at Howard University. College at Brooklyn and at Howard University in D.C.
That's a very fine university. What about your daughter Emily?
Emily's a lawyer. And she's an assistant DA she lives in Boston too. She lives in Bedford, outside of Boston. Mm-hmm. And she's an assistant DA.
Does she have a family?
No, she's not married, but she has a serious boyfriend, and who knows? Who knows?
Boy, I lost where she was. Where is she now?
She lives in Medford.
And what did you say she does for a living?
She's an assistant district attorney.
District attorney.
For the city? Is that a city?
It's for Somerset County. I think that's right.
So this is Medford, PA.
Yeah, Medford, MA.
Massachusetts.
Yeah, Medford, Mass.
Right. As your children were growing up, how did you instill religious training in them?
That is an interesting question. You know, I don't know, really, but I know that I did it. I mean, and I can't, at this point, they're much more observant than I am. And I don't really know. I think that at that time, it got to be very important to me. I thought that, my own feeling about certain values is that they are sort of beyond discussion. And if they're at that level, then the kids catch them. They catch the values. I mean, if you really have to teach the values, I'm not sure. But there was really nothing to discuss. That's the way it was.
Did they attend Sunday school?
Yes, absolutely.
Were they confirmed?
They were all confirmed, and they all attended. And when I moved to Pittsburgh, I think, aside from finding a place to live, the first thing I did was go to Rosh Sholem, and at this point, the name of the other congregation was Temple Sinai, my intent was to interview both rabbis and decide where I wanted to join. And I interviewed Walter Jacob, and I was just so impressed. I thought, that's all I have to do. I mean, any institution that has a man like that at the head of it, that's for me. And I was just so impressed. I thought, I still do. But he's just a wonderful and good man, and we joined. And I think probably we weren't here more than 2 weeks before the two girls were going to Sunday school.
How old were they at the time?
They were about 11 and 12.
How long did you live in Bel Air?
About 15 years.
15 years.
16 years, something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they were confirmed from your show?
They were, yes. Daniel, my son. Let's see, Janie was confirmed at the Woodsdale Temple, which now has another name.
That's in Wheeling.
And Daniel was confirmed at the Woodsdale Temple, and Emily and Judy were confirmed at Rosh Hashanah.
Can we go back a minute? You came to Pittsburgh in 67?
69.
Yeah.
Were any of the children born? Did you do any, was there any religious tradition or custom that you would have at home, like letting children come to
service? Yeah, we did. I have Friday night services. Somewhere along the line, I don't know, I can't remember, but it just sort of struck me as a good idea, so we did it. And we had, lit the candles, and then everybody read, and it was really very nice. And we had Passover every year, and we had, the truth of the matter is that early on, I didn't have a Christmas tree, but I decorated for Christmas. And then, very early, let's see, I don't know, Janie was probably 3 or 4. Somehow or other, I got the clue that this was not cool. And I let that go. And then we started to celebrate Hanukkah.
And you made a big to-do.
Yeah.
Were there many Jewish families in Bel Air?
Well, there were certainly a Jewish community, and there was a B'nai B'rith, and I belong to that. I'm a white member of Hadassah, you know, and I certainly and I belong to the sisterhood, and I was seriously involved in the Jewish community, both in Bel Air and in Wheeling. Partly in Wheeling, because that's where there was a conservative synagogue in Bel Air. But we didn't belong there. We belong to the Woodsdale Temple.
Pretty soon, it's going to rain.
Well, I still have a lot of questions to ask you. So, since the tape is about to run out, would you prefer talking now a little bit longer, or do you want us to come back another week?
Are we on the record? I mean, I'm sort of on a roll.
Right.
Okay, well then let's talk.
If you're happy, if you're